Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffens, good day. I am Rich McFadden, along with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, our friend Molly Page, who is joining us today, along with our old friend Roberta Fasanelli. But more important than that, if you are just joining us, we've been telling the story all morning about how our best friend, Doug Steffens, lost his best friend, Charlotte, yesterday. And he joins us now to kind of update us and tell us how he's doing. And Doug, we've been telling everybody all morning about your trip back up the East Coast and how you're doing. So, but how are you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay. He says. Well,
are you still driving, Dougie?
I drove well into the night, and I got to the point where things were not too clear, so I decided to stop a couple of hours. And I was going to sleep in the car. And then I decided that anybody who had any brains would realize that sleeping in a car wasn't going to protect anything. So I decided I probably...
Because you felt like you needed to stay with Charlotte in the car?
Yeah, Charlotte's right behind me in the back seat.
Right.
And I don't want people to think that she's sitting there. The guys that I had a business... meeting yesterday with the guys at our friends at America's Radio Network in Tampa, and that's when all of this happened. And so they went to buy a large, big, huge cooler, and that's where Charlotte is, all wrapped up in ice. So, the essence of there I am using that word that I'm not supposed to be using.
You can cry, Doug. It's okay.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
It'll be hard. I'll probably take tomorrow off. I don't know how long it'll take me to get home. I've been reading some of the Facebook posts that are just exactly what I would have thought people would think. And I thank you for that.
If you want to send Doug your condolences and just say hello, just to support him.
What I think, there are a couple things I think. First of all, you got to love Roberta. She decides to show up when I'm not there.
Well, she found out that you weren't here. She's like, oh, I'll come in.
Yeah. Roberta and I had a great conversation last night. And she said, well, as long as you're not going to be there, I just said, I'll go on for a couple of days. And I think that speaks to what, I mean, we had some great times with Charlotte in your apartment in New York. But I can't tell how many notes I've gotten and phone calls and stuff. That's what I was doing last night. I stopped when I stopped getting phone calls, which was about 1 o'clock this morning. So anyway, what I've decided to do, and I'm working on it now, is write a book. Everybody's been after me for years and years and years to write a book. So I'm going to. I've actually started working on it now. Hey, Rich, you'll appreciate this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out. Did I tell you this yesterday when we talked on the phone? I'm trying to find out if there's a record device on my smartphone.
There is.
Bob seems to think that there is. So
yeah.
Maybe just touch the little button later. That looks like a microphone.
If not, just start talking, and we'll get the tapes from the NSA shortly.
Yeah. We actually used the microphone. Remember, Doug, when we were using
it? Right. We did. But that was to find directions, though, I think.
That was to tweet. You can use that to record as well.
No, you can't. Well, thank you very much for that. I got that.
So where are you right now?
I am north of Savannah.
Oh, wow. 90. Okay. So you still got a long way to go.
Oh, yeah. I have a pretty good way. I have probably about 20 hours. Who knows? I may show up at your house tonight.
No, just give me a call.
Yeah. So anyway,
make
I'm
sure
write a
you
book.
Have ice.
But you see, that's the kind of black humor not only that I expect and love from Roberta, but it's probably good for me.
Yeah, you need it.
Yeah, right. And if I'm going to get it from anybody, it's going to be from her. So anyway, as I worked through all this stuff yesterday and last night, I decided that the best way to express what she was all about, for me anyway, and I think for a lot of people, actually, who have been touched by her, is to write a book. She has had an amazing life. So the best thing to do, here, Rich, I'm just crossing over the border into South Carolina. The best thing for me to do is collect, Bob collected hundreds of pictures, and what I would like is for everybody who has any pictures or thoughts to send them along, just send me an email, and I will use a lot of them. I've talked to a publisher already who is eager. People, you know, love these sorts of stories anyway. And we have so many great pictures, and listen to me and my using multimedia. We have videos that we can connect to a book of her, and so for people who have gone through all of this stuff, and that's what I'm getting. I looked at some of these Facebook posts here this morning.
Yeah, that's the thing, Doug. A couple of weeks ago, and I told the story of my daughter and my son's kindergarten teacher passing away. She was just 39 years old and had a husband and two young sons that were 7 and 11. And the husband just reached out to everybody.
No black humor comment from Roberta there on 7 and 11?
No. But the husband asked everybody just to post stories about his wife on their Facebook page, and he was going to print all of them off so that the kids, years and years and years, for the rest of their lives, could go back to those stories and just reflect on the how their mother and what their mother meant to other people. And it's the same thing with the dog. Doug, that dog was more than just a dog for you. That dog was a gateway to your spiritual higher being or whatever you want to call it. It was your gateway to whatever you believe.
My higher self.
Your higher self, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, she was. Yep. She taught me about life. And continues to as she moves. I will tell you a story, not necessarily now, that I got from a very interesting animal communicator last night about what was going on with Charlotte. But in terms of what you just said, I also yesterday when you called me, you said what was 100%, you probably said it on the air this morning. This is not about, I'm not upset about Charlotte. Charlotte was tired. And she hurt, and she wanted to go. It was the day she had a couple of bad nights, and I knew I knew subconsciously, but I didn't want to admit it to myself consciously that it was getting pretty close.
Well, you did, because you were talking about how she was having a hard time the last couple of days. I mean, you were connected with her.
Yeah. So anyway, Richie said to me yesterday, if you're upset crying, it's for you, because it isn't about her. She's long since passed the hurt, and you know, you can have all kinds of spiritual or philosophical discussions with yourself about things like this. You know, why when this precious being brought nothing but joy and happiness, she didn't bring peace. Sometimes she stirred things up pretty well, but she did bring peace. She brought peace to me, but the reason that it's hard for us to wrap ourselves around when somebody that we love isn't well. But the order of things that we understand is that we all must die. I think it's the Messiah and the Messiah is an oratorio that goes, we all must die. And why do we have to die? We don't really. But our physical body, we are spiritual beings in a physical body. And I remember one day Meredith and I were talking about that, and I was surprised. I don't know why. I sort of put it together, and she looked at me and said, why does that surprise you? Because that's what we are. Our spirit continues I mean, that dog and I have been together so many lifetimes, and that's what you recognize, and that's with people too. When you see people, or you're around people, or you know people that you've spent lifetimes with, that's mainly what the attraction is. That's why you are. I mean, I can't imagine how many lifetimes I spent with Roberta. I don't want to think about it. But that's what it is. I think that's what we're all about. What did Richie start to say something?
Well, it's funny because I've kind of dealt with death. I've had two of my best friends pass away, and my father. So the people closest to me that have passed away. And one of the ways that I've dealt with death is, it's about them, and they are fine.
Yes.
And if they are fine,
right,
I should be happy or fine for them. And when you think about that, how does somebody who doesn't believe in something else deal with death? How does somebody who's an atheist...
If you don't believe in something else, you're just empty. Your soul, spirit, your being is empty.
What happens when somebody they love here passes away, and then how do they deal with that? They're just like, okay, they're gone, see ya. No, I guess I'm gone, you know, I'll be dirt too. So I don't get that. But that's how I deal with it, is that they're fine. Your dog is fine. Yep. She's happy. Be happy for her. Be happy that she's out of pain. Be happy that she's in a better place, on the Rainbow Bridge, whatever it is. And that makes you happy yourself.
Yeah. And that's another, that was the, I remember the Rainbow Bridge from years ago when we lost a little wonderful Portuguese water dog named Joshua. Somebody sent me the bridge. And then Meredith sent me yesterday, it adapted for Charlotte, where there are certain passages in it. And I actually, what you've just said brings me around to, as I deal with it initially, or somebody that I care about will call me or say something, it'll energize my the sad side. But then when somebody like you says what you just said, or I have a conversation with somebody like Roberta, Jennifer was beautiful when she came. I mean, everybody has had the same thought, because you've all had the same experiences. I remember Charlotte, for the first time I ever brought her up to the new studio, she would walk off on her own to sniff and figure out what everything was all about, and then she'd come back, find where I was, and just lay down beside me.
Unless there was a box nearby, Doug, because that's my favorite memory of Charlotte.
Or the big orange ball.
She could kill a box in about 5 seconds, if that.
She ripped up boxes pretty well. She went after Richie's big orange ball the first time she saw it. You know, the orange ball is about 3 feet around. Charlotte tried to grab it in her teeth and shake it.
But I knew she couldn't bite into it because it was too big for her, so I had a ball just playing with her with that thing. That was great.
Kicking it around.
So you're just pulling through Georgia. How's your gas tank look?
I just filled it up, thanks very much. I have another, that was the other thing. I have turned over a new leaf because somebody told me that I shouldn't let the gas get down to fumes, so I now, when it gets to about a quarter of a tank, I fill it up. So I just filled it up.
You want some cash to pay for that gas tank?
The cash?
Yeah, I'm going to give you some cash to pay for that gas tank right now.
It's a commercial break, Dougie.
I didn't understand the question.
It's a commercial.
Staples is about to write you a check for that full tank of gas.
All right, we have to do it for you. All right. Yeah. Anyway, God love all of you. Thank you very much. I love you all.
All right, safe travels,
love
buddy.
You, Doug.
All right, it's 20 past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about home fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Musicians, starting tomorrow through April 19th at Guitar Center, over 50,000 guitars will be marked down under $100. In-store and online, choose from a huge selection of electric and acoustic guitars. Get incredible savings from brands like Fender, Squire, Epiphone, Ibanez, ESP, Washburn, Schecter, and more. Over 50,000 guitars under $100. With the greatest selection and our low price guarantee, any player can find the guitar of their dreams. Hurry, it absolutely ends April 19th. Don't miss your chance to save at Guitar Center.
Thank you.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Songs from this week in 1977 started off with a little bit of Glen Campbell and Southern Nights.
Southern Nights. Have you ever felt a Southern
Nights? This is awesome stuff. I had this 45. I'm jealous. How much you want for it?
I don't know if I still have it. I had it.
If you do, it's big money. Probably worth $8-9. So we every now and then we like to count down the top five songs from this week in our past. Remember when you were in school and college, and take you back to that time when you were younger and having a little bit more fun. I don't remember where I was in 1970. I was probably riding my skateboard. Jennifer, where were you? You were not even born. And then
the glimmer in my mother's eye.
Our friend Molly Page is joining us today. In 1977, where were you, Molly?
We had just moved to Las Vegas from Montana.
Bright lights, big city. All right. And our old friend Roberta Fasanelli is with us also. Roberta, in 1977, you were a reporter for who?
United Press International.
UPI, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
In New York City.
Riding around listening to all this stuff. And I lost my songs there. Hold on one second. All right. So number four this week in 1977 is a band that performed at my high school when I was in the 11th grade.
Girl, and you're gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely.
So awesome that they were at your high school.
Yeah, we had to Carefree Sugarless Gum had a contest.
I remember you telling that.
And our whole high school spent the better part of a week doing nothing but filling out 3x5 cards that said Carefree asterisk Sugarless Gum. We thought we were getting Billy Idol.
And you won Hall & Oates.
And we won Hall & Oates. And they were great. They were awesome. We loved them. We loved them. All right, the number three song this week in 1977, Thelma Houston. Don't leave me this
way. No. I love this song.
I can't survive. I can't stay alive.
I remember dancing to this.
This is
great disco club
stuff, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Absolutely. Roberta is from New York, and she was the queen of disco back in the late 70s.
Oh, yes.
And has stories to tell about Studio 54.
And some other clubs
There's
as well.
No doubt. Here we go.
Baby, my heart is full of love and desire.
All right, so let's take it on back down. Let's get to the white beater. He used to be on Starsky and Hutch with David Soul.
Don't give up on us, baby.
Don't give up on us, baby.
Plus, this is a little pukey, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little pukey. And thinking about this, I love Star Spangled. It's great stuff. Huggy Bear. Who can beat that stuff, right?
Just the strings.
But don't you, I mean, once you know a guy's past like this, that he used to hit his wife, then it just kind of ruins it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Deal breaker.
Yeah. All right, yep. So let's make it a little bit happier. Everybody wants to dance now.
Another one.
Dancing queen.
Oh, I was big time.
This will be in my head all day.
An earworm, yes.
ABBA with Dancing Queen was the number one song this week in 1977. Do you know that ABBA was the biggest export from Sweden, bigger than Volvo? More records sold, more money made for that country than Volvo.
And apparently they didn't speak English. They all did this with phonics. Right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Phonics worked for them.
Yeah.
Really?
they didn't speak any English.
Think about how much money they're still making with the movie, the Broadway plays, the whole thing.
The Broadway show is still on, Mamma Mia. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's been running forever.
When I was, 20-something years old, my parents moved into a house, and the couple next door looked just like one of the couples from ABBA. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. You moved next to ABBA. All right, there it is, your top five
songs. None of my neighbors look like they're from ABBA. They're like little lonely boys. All right. Oh, my God.
The top five songs from this week in 1977 on Doug Stephan's Good Day. It's 28 past the hour on the Good Day Show.
When you don't use an agency that provides home care workers and you hire help directly, there's a lot of paperwork involved. AARP caregiving expert Amy Goyer.
You need to factor in the fact that you will pay employer taxes. There are federal guidelines that determine when home care workers are considered to be household employees. It comes back around to how many hours they're working and who controls the work.
As the employer, you must get an EIN number from the IRS, and the employee must pay taxes. Know both your state and federal tax requirements and how much you must withhold for each. You must also pay employer taxes. If this seems overwhelming, an accountant can figure this out, or you can hire a payroll service to do it. But even with these added costs, you can sometimes save a lot of money not going through a caregiving agency. Tomorrow, paying yourself for the caregiving duties you do. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at beautifully distressed Click Strand Bamboo. It's easy to install, and now it's $229. That's about half what you'll pay at other stores. Plus, 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Millions of conversations will happen today, but few of us have had a conversation about the care we want when we're seriously ill or nearing the end of life. Sharing your wishes with friends, family, and care providers now and as life changes may improve quality of life at the end of life, both for you and those you love. This conversation may be difficult, but wouldn't you rather have it now, before a crisis? It's time to have the conversation. Visit iom.edu/theconversation. A message from the Institute.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I got a feeling today's going to be a great day. This is Rich McFadden on Doug Steffen's Good Day, along with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and our old friend Roberta Fasanelli decided to stop in today. Hi, Roberta.
Because Doug's not here.
Because Doug's not here. And our new friend, Molly Page, is also joining us. Hi, Molly.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Doug is on his way back up to the farm in Boston, taking his little dog, Charlotte, who, if you haven't heard, passed away yesterday. He's doing okay. He's dealing with it. He was okay with it being her time, and will join us again probably next week, possibly on Friday. So until then, we're here with the big stories, what's going on in the news, and what are the big things that's happening today, Jennifer?
Yes.
I have a message! A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words.
What is that message?
We've come to take our country back.
I'm telling you, books on tape, this guy. I wonder if Rand Paul has any acting in his background, because he delivered a very impassioned speech yesterday in which he wanted to take the country back, as he declared that he will be the second official candidate running for president in 2016. And, you know, he did a great job. It was just a very funny delivery. He was really shouting it out up there.
A little too over the top.
Well, you know, what he had to say, if you could get past the funny theatrical bits, what he had to say is probably, just in my opinion, the best things that he's ever said on a public space, because he talked about foreign policy. He actually gave some solutions to problems facing the country, and he was also very inclusive with his messaging. So I thought that Rand actually did a really good job making that declaration. Now, he and Ted Cruz, I do believe, are going to split a lot of votes, which is why I don't think either of them has a serious shot at winning, because a lot of libertarians and a lot of Tea Party people like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, so I think they'll split the votes.
Yeah, but Ted, Rand Paul is connected with that younger group, and he's
really
digitally connected, so that might give him a little
and
bit of that libertarian lead.
He's putting like boatloads of space between he and his father, Ron Paul, because, you know, Ron Paul has a lot of people. I mean, Ron's kind of wacky. He also has a lot of anti-Semitic stuff that
right.
follows him.
Yeah.
So smart that he was there. He was kind of in the crowd. You saw him briefly.
One of my favorite things.
I think it's smart that they're giving each other some space.
Yeah. One of my favorite things about Rand Paul is that he trolls Hillary Clinton on Twitter. So he basically just looks for her tweets and then just replies and snarks back at her via Twitter. I mean, the guy's digitally connected, and that we saw with President Obama's, both of his elections, but especially the first one, that is big stuff if you can connect with the younger crowd on the social media. All right, so what
else? Well, that said, I was really surprised.
Ken's got a gotcha.
Of ridiculous mistakes that Rand Paul made right out of the chute. On his website, he had a thing about education in his plan, and education is spelled wrong.
You know. Okay, Rand Paul does not update his own website, so you know that somebody that works for him that probably doesn't like him very much or was ticked off that day. Like, I'll
some
fix
kid
this.
That checked on Twitter how to spell education.
And the other thing was that when he did his big reveal yesterday, he came out to a song, a country song, and then when he was finished, they played the song again. And then when he uploaded that video to YouTube so everybody could see it, YouTube pulled it because it was copyright violation because of the music.
He came out with it?
Of.
It was his theme music. What was the
which,
song?
Which
remember?
Country song?
It was, the guy from...
So the great part is that he was smart enough to use a country song, knowing that most country artists are probably conservative and may not...
Well, they just don't care as much.
Or, right. But the bad part is that YouTube doesn't care who you're using.
Mm-hmm.
If you
right.
get all the rights to it, they're going to strip it out of there. So was the video posted without audio, or did they just pull the video entirely?
They just pulled the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, at least he didn't use Born in the USA.
It was a yeah. John Rich song. Called Shutting Detroit Down.
Oh, and John Ridge is a big-time Republican. So, see, it's not coming from him. It's coming from YouTube.
All right, so also Rahm Emanuel's back, huh, Jen?
Yeah, Rahm Emanuel. Just when we thought we had a challenger in place, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel thanked voters after he won. He thanked them for giving him a second term and a second chance as he declared victory over Jesus Chuy Garcia. So a member of my neighborhood, I think he's originally from Sunland, California.
I would love for that guy to win an election. I would just love to say his name all the time.
Mayor Jesus. How do you say no to a mayor named Jesus?
Jesus Chewy.
So inappropriate. Anyway, Rahm Emanuel, he's had very crazy political career, but he was sort of humbled after this runoff battle. He thought he was going to easily win, but he didn't. He had to go to the runoff. So he's been humbled. Maybe you'll see a different side of Rahm.
But now
he's back in power in Chicago.
All right, get ready. Here goes Jennifer. We're about to put a rocket under her, and she's going to fly to the moon on this story.
So Ferguson had an election yesterday, guys. And great news. They elected two African-Americans to city council, which is good because, you know, the complaint in Ferguson, one of many, was that the town is run by white people. It's like there's three black people on the police force. The mayor is white. And this is not representative of the population. I think it's like 73% black in Ferguson. So good news, African-Americans now represented on the city council in Ferguson. But here's what got me. All of the headlines that you're seeing today is record voter turnout. Record voter turnout in Ferguson. I'm thinking, great, because of course there needs to be record voter turnout. The town was on fire just months ago because they felt so misrepresented. Record voter turnout, double of the last election.
That's
great news, right?
Yeah.
Guess how many people showed up?
Yeah.
29% of the registered voters showed up yesterday. Now, if you're going to set your town on fire and you don't show up at the polls, I don't want to hear from you again. I don't want to hear these people complain anymore. If only 30% of the voters can turn up, not even 30%, show up to vote in an election that had so much symbolism attached to it, give me a break.
Here's the thing, though. The people that are lighting things on fire, burning the police cars, throwing rocks through the windows, I'm pretty sure they're not registered.
Doesn't matter. When you're living in an environment like that, it's time to make a change. This is a symbolic thing more than anything.
Those people probably make up 10% or 3% of that community. So where was the other 67%? 68% is 3%. Yeah. Where's the other 68% of the community? Why wouldn't you show up? You need to be represented. You need to have a voice. This is your way to do it. It's not by lighting things on fire. It's not by causing riots. It's by going and voting.
And look, this is not unique to Ferguson. I mean, this ticks me off because Ferguson has had such a huge, I mean, there's so much attention on it, national attention. It became a huge story that it went on for 6, 7, 8 months.
I will never forget.
But this is a problem with us throughout the whole country. I mean, people are just not showing up to vote. Do you realize if you are a woman or if you are a minority, your right to vote is new? And the fact that people take this for granted and they don't show up because they think it's a boring municipal election, maybe they only vote for a presidential election, maybe they don't vote at all. I mean, it is just so wrong on so many levels. The average municipal election turnout in Ferguson used to be 12%. Mm. Now they're up to 29%. Mm. But if you're not getting out to vote, I don't care where you are in Ferguson or whatever. I just don't want to hear you complain anymore.
I guarantee
you just have to suck it up.
It drops back down in the next election because this one was so heated. So, all right, let's move on over to South Carolina. Molly has the story for us on what's going on with the white officer who shot the black motorist there.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a change from what's been happening over the last year. White police officer in North Charleston, South Carolina is now being charged with murder after shooting and killing a black man following a routine traffic stop over the weekend. The decision to charge Officer Michael Slager came after graphic video footage emerged showing Slager firing multiple bullets, like eight shots, in the back of Walter Scott, who was running away. Now, originally they were backing the officer. The shooting took place on Saturday, but then this video footage taken by a bystander came out, and they have reversed course. The officer's 33 years old. He's been fired by the city police department. He's been arrested by the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, the state agency that's investigating the shooting. He was booked into Charleston County Jail shortly before 6 p.m. yesterday evening, and he faces a maximum penalty of death or life in prison.
You know, one of the things about this guy, if you look at the video, I mean, it's going to take a miracle for anybody to convince anybody that this guy shot him and he was right. The guy was running away from him. We've already had a call earlier saying that the guy was arrested 10 times. We know he's been in jail 10 times. We know
he's arrested for child support.
Child support, for one altercation.
Not for violent crime.
But I don't care. When you run away from
a cop,
are
supposed to chase you
for a broken taillight. Get your fat butt in gear and chase him and tackle him and handcuff him and take him to jail.
Or call for backup. Get the helicopters.
Yeah.
Whatever you need to do. Jennifer, L.A., helicopters, right?
Helicopters all the time.
You do not whip out your gun. So this, over the course of the past couple of years, after the Ferguson thing, after the Eric Garner thing in New York, we've seen information come out that made us go, there's some debate one way or the other. Eric Garner should have never died. There's no way. He was breaking the law, but he should have never died. He was resisting arrest, but he should have never died. This one's going to be, it ain't happening.
It's tough. And this guy, the guy that died reached for the cop's taser. And that is a very valid reason to want to pursue somebody. But the taser dropped. So the cop knew that this guy was not in possession of his weapon. This is by his feet. You can see it in front of the officer. It was just either poor decision making or he just wasn't trained to know how to handle this situation why wouldn't you run? I just don't understand why he wouldn't take off after him.
Just put your hands up. Let the cop arrest you and deal with it later. It's not worth your life.
Apparently, I think the guy had already been tasered because they said he had taser wires on him, was one report that I read. So think about it.
See it in the video.
Yeah, if you get tasered, it's almost a natural reaction that you're going to reach for whatever's tasering you to get it off
you. But what got to the point where you needed to be tasered? Put your hands up.
Probably just
take the arrest.
Call my lawyer right now.
The first thing my mom and dad taught me when I got my driver's license is when you get pulled over, you put both of your hands on top of the steering wheel because it's a sign of respect for the officer. They know you're not going to pull anything. I mean, officers have to go into bad situations all the time. So you give them that little bit of respect and just take the arrest or take whatever's coming your way.
Right,
do not reach for your glove compartment to get your registration.
Exactly. Wait for the officer to come up and then tell him it's in there. All right, so you're caught up on what's going on around the world. Coming up, we're going to deal with your health and help you live a healthier day today with Dr. Ron Hoffman here on Good Day. It's 45 past the hour.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at Gorgeous Hand-Scraped Bamboo. It's durable, beautifully textured, and now it's $179. That's 40% off our already low price. Plus, 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law, 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Things are a little complicated now for Avril Lavigne. She's got Lyme disease. Joining us now, as he does every week, Dr. Ron Hoffman, who's he's right here, right? Dr. Ron, how are you today?
Indeed. Hey, a little theme music going in the background.
Yeah, here. So Avril's got Lyme disease.
Yeah.
And, yesterday I was checking my kids for ticks because we were in the woods running around, riding our bikes, walking through the creek. What should you look for, and how do you know if you have Lyme disease?
Well, sometimes it's tough to know because, you know, the most obvious sign, the bullseye rash, which is the red in the center, and then it's blanched, and then there's a concentric circle around that. It looks like a bullseye. It only occurs in maybe a quarter of the cases of acute Lyme disease. Lyme infection. So if you're suddenly really feeling punk, sick, with, you know, without an obvious cause, it's, you know, joint pain, malaise, this is time for a trip to the doctor and a test for Lyme disease. Now, the tricky part comes where people have it for a long time, like Avril Lavigne, because she wasn't properly diagnosed in the beginning or wasn't properly treated. And then ultimately, you develop really bizarre, persistent symptoms that are hard to treat. And this is actually controversial because some doctors think, yeah, there's no such thing as chronic Lyme disease. People are just, they're depressed or they're achy after Lyme disease. They don't need more antibiotics. That's where the controversy comes in, because it's now believed that some people don't get treated with a first or second dose of antibiotics. They need long-term treatment.
I had a friend who had it, and my friend actually started getting like a twitch. Is that normal?
Yeah, because you can get it affects the brain, it affects the nervous system. It can really, really be serious.
Well, check it out, and check you and yourself and your kids for ticks. One of the best things you can do to be healthy? Super Beets.
Yeah, indeed. There's something called the nitric oxide connection, which promotes circulation, helps to maintain normal blood pressure, and is good for, can be helpful, supportive for sexual performance.
It should be your daily, the one daily supplement you should definitely have in your rotation.
Yep.
Check it out at DougLikesBeets.com. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you just took somebody else's reservation?
For the record, I was against it. My husband gets the plans in his head and it becomes like a thing.
I'm an idiot. Hello, up here. We were in here earlier having dinner with our friend Sam I Am.
You mean Will I Am?
Oh.
Is that what you call him? That's weird.
That
like
is
that.
Cute.
By the Ramones from the movie Date Night this weekend, 2010, the number one movie. Chucker. I don't even remember Date Night. Who was this? Was that an Adam Sandler movie?
No, Date Night was
Steve Carell and Tina Fey.
Steve Carell and Tina Fey.
Okay. All right.
It was cute.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, it's one of those movies where, hey, you know, it's not going to blow you away, but if you turn on, one of the cable channels and it's on, it'll entertain you.
Chuck, with we were talking earlier about Roscoe P. Coltrane from the Dukes of Hazzard passing away.
Yeah.
And talking about the remake of it, is there any other plans? We had heard, or I remembered you telling us about some plans to make it into a TV show or make it into a movie again, another movie?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. I mean, I hated the theatrical remake of the film with Jessica Simpson and I believe
Lisa Reynolds. That movie?
Yeah, no, I hate it. I thought that was the worst movie of the year when it came out. But I was a big fan of the original Dukes of Hazzard. It originally aired right at 8 o'clock on a Friday night right before Dallas back in the day. And James Best, who played Roscoe, really created a fun character. He also did some Twilight Zone episodes for Rod Serling. And he's a pretty good character actor.
That's fun stuff. All right, what's going on in movie news?
The Russo brothers, the directing team who helmed the really terrific superhero movie Captain America 2, officially announced as the directors for Avengers 3 and 4. Now, the Avengers 2, Rich, which opens on May 1st, directed by Josh Whedon, he directed the original Avengers film, did a terrific job, but he's passing the mantle on to these two guys who have a lot of talent and also a lot of pressure. Now, Disney just announced they're moving forward with a third entry in the Tron franchise. Actress Olivia Wilde and actor Garrett Hedlund, who appeared in the last installment, will be back for part three. Haven't heard any word on Jeff Bridges, who appeared in the first two films, whether or not he'll be involved. For superhero films, the Netflix original series Daredevil, which premieres,
I believe,
next week, getting great reviews. You know, here's the thing. If you would ask me 3 years ago, even 4 years ago, if Netflix would have this type of viability, I would have said I didn't think it was a good business model. But from everything I read, there is a large percentage of people that are giving up cable, buying Netflix, and just binge-watching a lot of these
programs.
Yeah,
especially if you're 22 years old. I mean, they are absolutely just cutting the cord and going without it. So now that HBO is offering on-demand type stuff over the Internet, 100%. So, Chuck, we always talk about how TV is right now better than movies.
I think I agree with that.
What are we looking at here in the next 10 years with movie releases? Will they be going direct to TV? Will they be making movies for Netflix? Will they be making movies that we can only watch on TV by subscription?
I can't answer that question. I think movies are always going to be popular in format. I mean, the Fast and Furious 7 proved $146 million opening weekend shows people still go to the movies. The difference is the character-driven, well-written scripts are going to be geared to television. Movies are primarily 80% of it is just going to be huge popcorn films, summer and Christmas driven like Fast and the Furious, Jurassic Park, superhero films. That's what we're going to see in the movie theaters. But in terms of really good writing and character development, it's going to be TV. Breaking Bad, Walking Dead, House of Cards, Kevin Spacey, which is a Netflix show. And to show you how popular Netflix is in the model itself, Kevin Spacey, I believe, is the highest paid TV actor, making $4 million a season for that show, which is $400,000 per episode.
That is
pretty
amazing.
Pretty impressive.
Basically what you're saying is that movies are being written for date night, so for either little kids for their parents to take them to or for teenagers to go on date night, and all of the serious writing is taking place for the more mature age people.
That's
like
absolutely
us,
right. Even the more serious fare that plays at art house films, more what they call adult oriented films that appeal to people say 45 to 50 plus. A lot of that stuff is being created is going right to demand, and it's not being played in multiplexes at all. I mean, my local Cinemark theater plays almost nothing adult oriented. It's simply just big popcorn.
I'm telling you, I've got a 7 and an 8 and 11 year old. The only time I get to go to the movies anymore is if it's animated. My wife and I will catch two movies.
Well, I'm fortunate enough, my 9 year old daughter loves zombie stuff, so I'm happy.
Brought her up right.
You're going to be arrested for Parent of the Year one day. All right,
thank you.
Thank
you, Isaac.
Chuck Curry and Movie News and Movie Moments here on the Good Day Show. It's 58 past the hour.
But Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.